Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Mr. Wonderful, at your service. Always a pleasure. That's what they call me around here. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Rob Levin is here. Rob is an 11-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder and CEO of and editor-in-chief of RSL Media, an organization that's helping companies connect with customers in a very interesting way through primarily through content development, through curation of content and relevant targeting of content with the right prospect. Right, Rob?
That's pretty much it. Yeah,
I do a pretty good job there.
You do. You're hired.
So Rob, thanks for being here, and thanks for 11 great years. We've enjoyed the relationship over the years. We've had a lot of fun. I've admired how you've been able to go into the marketplace, folks. Rob's gone into the marketplace and made some things happen that were against all odds, and so that's the reason why we listen to him around here, Rob. One of the things that I'd like for you to do is help my small business audience understand that what you do for big companies to help them curry favor with small businesses can do the same thing with their customers, whether they're bigger customers or consumers.
Absolutely. Huge opportunity. So, as you may know, there's a guy who wrote a book a few years ago called The Age of the Customer. I think you've heard of it. I hope your readers, your listeners rather, have read it. And that, you know, as I've mentioned to you before, that book meant a lot to me. It's, you know, all about how the fact that buying has changed and the power has shifted from the seller to the buyer. So, you know, when you think about it, advertising still works, don't get me wrong, but it's getting harder and harder. I mean, when was the last time somebody clicked on a banner ad?
Mm-hmm.
It happens, but it happens with a lot less frequency. And, you know, people are now, when they have an issue, just the other day I had an issue. I couldn't, you know, up in the north here, we have to close our outside drain and make sure there's no water in them. So
right.
When it freezes, they don't burst. And my valve was stuck. So what did I do? The first thing I did is I went online and tried to figure out how to, you know,
YouTube, right?
I ended up on YouTube, yeah, but I just Googled it, right? And then I ended up on YouTube. Anyway, I then came across a plumber who happened to be in my region, and I couldn't figure out how to do this myself. So, and he actually had, believe it or not, he had a piece of content on, you know, what to do, the importance of clearing out your drains for the winter.
Just a regular old Main Street plumber.
Now, I have a feeling, by the way, that he didn't write that article, and that's okay. That's absolutely. He's
doesn't
a plumber.
Matter.
He's not a writer.
That's right.
But he knows the issues that his clients are dealing with. We all do as business owners. In fact, as a smaller business, we know we're closer to the customer. We know these things better than anybody. So the idea is that using content on your website through your social media is a great way to engage new prospects, new customers, as well as existing customers.
Well, there's no question about it. And this has been my song for almost 19 years. I've been talking about this in different ways. I was encouraging people to do this back when websites were hard to change, and then we got blogs, right? Now we got social media, and every day it gets easier and easier. It gets fall off a log easier. For any micro business to do exactly what that plumber did, and to make it available to the world, right?
That's right. So I apologize, Jim. I lost you for a second, but I hear you. So can you just repeat that?
Well, I was just saying that it gets every day. It gets easier and easier to for small businesses, even a micro business, to be able to post content online and let it, make it available to the world. I mean, it's just and it doesn't have to have production value, does it?
No. I mean, it has to look nice and be free of spelling errors and stuff like
right,
that.
Right, right.
But look, I can walk through.
Has to be accurate.
How to do this? Absolutely. And,
yeah.
And compelling. But I can walk your listeners how to do this with minimal resources.
All right. When we come back after these messages, that's what we're going to do. In the meantime, though, I need your website.
So, two websites. The website for my company is rslmedia.com. And my personal website, which I admit I have not updated in quite a while, is levin411.com.
All right. So, check that out, folks. And we'll come back after these messages. Rob's going to give us a by-the-numbers wave for you. He's going to tell you how to do what he charges big companies for. How about it? How about that deal, ladies and gentlemen? Who loves you? That's all I want to say. Who loves you? Twitty Tail, right back after these messages. I'm Jim Bison.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.